your Dalet Amud Beis, the bottom. The Omer of Yochanan, Harotze Shekabel Olav Olmachu Shemaim Shlema. Person wants to make his Kabbalah Olmachu Shemaim be as perfect as possible. So he should do the following. Yifne, first of all, he should get up and go to the bathroom. The Yitul Yoda, and then wash. The Yaniach Tfilin, put on Tfilin. The Yikra Kriyishma, the Yispal. And then say Kriyishma and Tfilah and all of those things together. Davening with a clean body and clean hands with tefillin on is Zuhu Malchus Shemaim Shlema. That's Kabbalah's O Malchus Shemaim Shlema. Yifanel in the Kavav, Rashi says, he should go to the bathroom. Omer Abchia Bar Abba, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Kol HaNifne, V'notel Yodav, V'minir Tefillin, V'korei Kriyishma, V'mispalel, Mal Olav HaKosuv, Kilu Bonam, Izbeach, V'hikriv Olav Korban. Person who does all these things, so being Kabbalas Omal Chushamayim Shleim, it's like he built a Mizbeach, and he brought a korban on it. Ichsiv, Erchatz B'nikoyim Kapai, Vasovavos Mizbechacho Hashem. I'll wash with cleanliness my hands, and that's considered like I will surround your Mizbeach. So the Marsha asked, where's the, it's very nice, if you wash your hands and you'll be clean, so it's like you Mizsovev Mizbeach, what does that have to do with tefillah? Where do we see a remez that you're reading Kriyishman saying tefillah or whatever? So we have a see a remez that a person who washes his hands, the Nikoyan, is like he built a Mizbeach. Where is the... So Marsha says that there's two places where this pasuk, or what's similar to this pasuk, is found in the Masorah. One, the pasuk we have here, and the other pasuk is Erchotz b'nikoyan, Ach rak zichisi levavi, the Erchotz b'nikoyan kapai. Same lashon, but there it says Ach rak zichisi levavi. And Levavi is my heart has become purified. That refers to tefillah, because tefillah is avodah shebelev. So the fact that there's another pasuk, the same exact phraseology, that speaks about tefillah, and this pasuk again says Erchatz b'nikoyin kapai, so the two things together point to the fact that a person who davens and says kriyishma, mispalel, after he washes his hands and cleans his body, that is like... bringing a korban on the Mizbeach. Okay, the Rav Hai Gon says, not only is there a hint here to washing your hands, right, but to Yifne also, because Erchatz B'Nikoyen Kapai has the idea that you're cleaning out your body too, not just you're cleaning your hands, but there's two cleansings, cleaning your body inside and cleaning your hands on the outside. Okay, that's the, not Rav Hai Gon, it's the Bahag, the Baal Lachas Gedolos. Okay, let's go on. Omer le Rava, lo sover lo mar ki ilu toval. Not only that, it's as if he was tovel too. Dechsiv erchotz b'nikoyon, velo ksiv architz kapai. It doesn't say specifically, I'll wash my hands. It says erchatz b'nikoyon, erchatz is more general. I'll wash my entire body, right? So, Omer le Ravina le Rava, chazi mar haitzur mirabonin do osim marava. Person doesn't have water to wash in the morning, so he can substitute that with rubbing it on something abrasive, or using sand or a rock, anything that's abrasive. Omer le shaper kamer, right? He said good. Niksiv erchatz b'mayim b'nikoyim. Doesn't say I'll wash with water. B'nikoyin ksiv, erchatz b'nikoyin, anything, call midi the monkey, anything that cleanses your hands is good enough, b'di'evet, b'chatchil levadi need water, but b'di'evet, anything that's cleansing, that has the power to take off dirt, right, anything abrasive is okay. The hor Rav Chisda layit amanda mahadar amaya b'idin slusa. Rav Chisda cursed the person who went around looking for water in the time of davening, because he may miss the time for davening by looking around for water. The honey mila the kriyishma. That's only for kriyishma. You don't look around for water. There's no water, so you don't use water. You use something abrasive. Aval tefila mahader. But for tefila, you do have to look around for water. The ad kama. How much time do you have to look around for water for tefila? Ad parsa. Until the time it would take to walk a parsa. It's 4 milim. Okay. That's about 72 minutes. The honey milelatane, that's only if it's in the direction you're traveling, right? If you're in going in that direction. If you're in your house, obviously, you're not going in any direction, so you don't have to go 4 milin. Avala achore, but if it's going in an opposite direction, right, you're not traveling in that direction, so you're going out of your way, then afilu milen no chozer. Then you don't have to go back out of your way even 1 meal, 18 minutes. Umino, however, since it said you don't have to go back a meal, milu de no chozer, only 18 minutes you don't have to go. Apachos mi mil chozer, but anything less than 18 minutes, right, even out of your way, you have to look around for water for tefillah. That's Rashi's girsa. Rashi, yichsiv erchots minikoyin, mashma erchots kol aguf. The loksiv architz kapai. It doesn't say I wash my hands openly. It just says erchots in general. So that could be the whole body. Therefore, lomar shemalov schar rechitzos kapov kilu tovol kol gufo. Avadei, the pashup shot in the pasuk is you're washing your hands. But since it says it in a way that could mean washing your general body, the drasha is washing your hands is like you were told. Kismis kissim is what's it called? A little piece of wood. L'kriyashma, the idna, the kriyashma, shizmana kavua, penyavarazman. You shouldn't look around for water. If you can't find water, go wash with something abrasive. Forget about the water. If you start looking around for water, you're going to end up missing zman kriyashma because it has a set time. Aval the tefillah the chol hayom zmana. Tefillah you can daven all day. We'll see one second what this means. Obviously, you can't daven tefillah all day. This is man tefillah too. Tzorech l'mahadar amaya. Therefore, we're not afraid that you're going to miss the zman tefillah. Therefore, you have to look around for water and not rely on this abrasive thing. Okay, first of all, let's see Rashi. So Rashi has this girsa in the Gemara that for Kriya Shema you don't look for water, but for tefillah you do. And Rashi says the reason is because tefillah is mana kol hayom. So in understanding Rashi, there's a few different pshatim here. One is that Rashi means the following. Even though tefillah has a set time, that's only midrabbana. In HaTorah, zman tefillah is the whole day. And therefore, if you daven outside the zman tefillah, if you daven shmon esrei, not bizman tefillah, you're yotzei tefillah. It's not yotzei tefillah bizmano. Mashenkin kriyashma, if you read it shlo bizmano, you're not yotzei kriyashma. You're yotzei kriya batorah. It's kikori batorah. So therefore, that's what Rashi means, mana kol hayom. Another pshat they say is that tefillah has tashlumin. If you'll miss shachris, because you're looking around for water, right, that's considered like an ones, a shogeg, so you'll make it up by davening two times mincha. So it's really all day. So you can daven that shmona esrei that you missed in the morning all day. So you have tashlumin. Kriya Shema has no tashlumin. That the Madani Yomtiv says. The Tosus Rid says that all it means is, not kol hayom, but it means it has an hour more than, what's it called, than Kriya Shema. So they weren't afraid that you'd miss Zman Tefillah since it has an extra amount of time more than Zman Kriya Shema. In fact, the Meiri says there's no difference between Kriya Shema and Tefillah. If it's close to the end of Zman Tefillah, also you shouldn't look for water. If it's close to the end of Zman Kriya Shema, so for Kriya Shema you shouldn't look for water because it's getting close to the end. But for Tefillah you still have another hour, so there you should still look for water. That's how the Meiri learns the difference in Kriya Shema and Tefillah. Really, there's no difference. Just we're talking that in the end of Zman Kriya Shema, you shouldn't look for water for Kriya Shema, but you can still look for water for Tefillah. The Rashba says that since Kriya Shema is min HaTorah, the Rabbanim were not machmir to put into jeopardy your saying Kriya Shema at the proper time. Therefore, they said, forget about the water. But Tefillah is only the Rabbanim, and there they weren't afraid to put Tefillah into jeopardy. And the Rabbeinu Yonah says that they were more afraid of Zman, what's it called? They same ideas. They're more afraid by Zman Kriyashma, since it's Min HaTorah, than Zman Tefillah, which is only the Rabbonin. The Smag says a different idea. Tefillah, where you're speaking to the Rabbonin Shel Olam, there you have to look for water. To speak to God directly, you have to wash your hands. But Kriya Shema is not speaking to the Rabbanu Shel Olam, so they weren't so machmer to make sure you dafka have to have water by Kriya Shema. Okay. Tosfos is not goris this whole Gemara. Tosfos says that what's it called, this idea of honey meal, the Kriya Shema of a tefillah lo, doesn't exist. It's a later Gemara later on that you have to let tefillah be chozer, dalad milin is not talking about for water, not talking about washing, talking about other things. When we get there, we'll talk about it. And therefore, Tosha says you don't have to look for water, not for Kriyashma, and not for Tefillah. And the Rambam holds like Rashi, that Taka, you have to look around for water for Tefillah, up to Dalad Milin. In other words, up to 72 minutes in the direction you're going, if you're traveling. You have to look for water 72 minutes ahead, and 18 minutes, up till 18 minutes in a different direction. And what's it called? The Rosh holds like the like Tosfos, and the Rabbeinu Yonah holds like Tosfos, that there's no inyan of going out of your way at all, not for Kriyat Shema, not for Tefillah, for water. If you don't have water, you use something abrasive. Okay. The Chatzilah for Tefillah, you have to wash, but you don't have to look around for water. If you don't have water, you should just rub your sides on something abrasive. Okay. Hakorei Yishma, the Lo Hishmiya Lo Ozno Yotza. Person who reads Shema and he doesn't hear what he's saying, so he's Yotze. Here there's two different shitas, what that means, Lo Hishmiya Li Ozno. The most Rishonim learn that it means that you said the words, but they weren't audible even to you, but you said something. You didn't just think it. The Riyaz says that even if you think it, that's called Lo Hishmiya Li Ozno, and B'dieved Yotze, even with just thought. The most Rishonim learn that if you didn't say the words, even if they weren't audible to you, but you had to say them verbally, then everybody holds you not Yotze. Rabbi Yossi Omer, later on we'll see there's a sugya about hirur kedibur or not, that's also nogeya to hear. Here, Lo Hishmiya Li Ozno, according to most Rishonim, and that's what Mishnah Berurah says, clearly you have to at least say something. Even if it's not audible to you, you're Yotze. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Lo Yotze. Rabbi Yossi says you're not Yotze. You have to hear it also. If you read it and you weren't medactic to read it exactly properly, Rabbi Yossi Omer Yotze, here Rabbi Yossi says you are Yotze. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lo Yotze, and Rabbi Yehuda says you're not Yotze. If you didn't read it exactly the way it's supposed to be, and we'll see in the Gemara what that means, then you're not Yotze. Hakore L'mafreya Lo Yotze, if you read it backwards, you're not Yotze. And when we get to the Gemara, we'll speak about what backwards means, backwards of the parshios, backwards of the psukim, backwards of the words. But if somehow you didn't read it back, you read it backwards, you're not Yotze. Kara v'toa yavzul l'makom shetah. And if you read and made a mistake, right, then you should go back to the place that you made a mistake and continue on from there. Because if you just, what's it called, say where you made the mistake, it's out of order. Then you're reading it backwards. So if you made a mistake, you have to go back to where you made the mistake, and from there read it on so you're reading it in order. Rashi. Lo dictate bosi yoseh, lefarshan yofa b'sposav. You didn't enunciate the words properly. Okay, my time at the Rabbi Yossi. Why does Rabbi Yossi hold that if you read Shema and you didn't hear what you said, you're not Yotze? Mishum dechsiv Shema, because it says Shema Yisrael. Hishoma lo aznecho mashata motze mipicho. You have to hear it, literally. The Tanakama sover Shema becholoshen tata shomeya. The Tanakama holds no, that Shema doesn't mean you have to hear it. It means that in any language you understand, you can read Kriya Shema. Right? Shema just means understand. Doesn't necessarily mean hear. Rabbi Yossi Tarte Shema Minon. Rabbi Yossi says Enechanami. But you hear both things. If, in fact, you have to, what's it called, hear it. And since the Iker is hearing, right, not saying necessarily, so whatever language you understand, you heard it. That's also okay. So you learn both things from the word Shema. Okay? Okay, let's go on. Tanan Hossam. So now we have what's it called, a machlokas. Okay, you have to keep cheshbin over here because it gets a little complicated. We have a machlokas in the Mishnah between the Tanakama and Rav Yossi. We don't know who the Tanakama is yet, but there's a Tanakama who's unnamed, who says if you read Shema and you don't hear what you're saying, you're Yotze. Okay? And Rabbi Yossi says you're not Yotze b'chlap. Okay. Tanan Hossam. Cheresh ha-medaber ve'eno shomea lo yitrom. A person who's deaf, but he can talk. He's not a deaf mute. So he's, what's it called, a regular person. Okay? Legabe mitzvahs. But he can't hear. He shouldn't take truma. He shouldn't be the one to take off truma. Ve'im toram trumaso truma. But if he did, the truma is truma. Since he's a sane person, he says he's not a deaf mute. Right? So man tan a cheresh hamedaber ve'ino shomea di'evid in lechatchila. But why can't a cheresh take truma lechatchila? Because he can't make the bracha. Why can't he make the bracha? Because he can't hear it. And if you don't hear it, it's like he didn't make the bracha. Okay, v'di'evid, if he took truma and he wasn't yotzei the bracha, you're yotzei the truma. Right? Truma is truma, whether he made the bracha or he didn't make the bracha. So only v'di'evid should he take off truma, because lechatchila you need somebody who can make the bracha. And he can't make a bracha. So who is the one who holds that a cheresh can't take off truma only b'di'evit, because l'chatchila you have to make the bracha, and if you don't hear the bracha, you're not yotzei the bracha. Amar Rav Chisda, Rav Yossi. That's Rav Yossi. Because Rav Yossi holds that if you say shema and you don't hear it, you're not yotzei. Same thing, if you make a bracha on truma and you don't hear it, you're not yotzei the bracha. Yisnan. Hakori Yishma v'lo Yishmi Eli Ozno Yotza. Div Reb Yehuda. Reb Yossi Omer lo Yotza. Adkan, so Mar says like this. Adkan lo kom Reb Yossi lo Yotza elagavi kriyishma d'yoraisa. Aval truma mishum bracha hu. U bracha d'rabonan. V'lo b'bracha tal yamis milsa. Right? Maybe no. Reb Yossi said that if you didn't hear yourself when you said kriyishma, you're not Yotza. That's because kriyishma is min haTorah. But brachas are only d'rabonan. And the bracha is not the ikar. Right, so maybe what's it called? Rav Yossi would hold by brachas to Rabbanan, you don't have to hear what you said, and therefore you can make a bracha even if you can't hear it, and therefore even a cheresh can take off truma lechatchila. So maybe this is not Rav Yossi, right? Why assume that this mishnah that says that a cheresh can't take off truma because he can't make a bracha is Rav Yossi? Maybe Rav Yossi would disagree. Rav Yossi would hold that you could make a bracha even if you can't hear it. Even though you can't say Kriya Shema if you can't hear it. Samara says, Umimai de Rav Yosihi, Dilma Rav Yehudihi, right? And also, maybe it's not Rav Yosi Bechlal, that what's it called, that would hold over here that you Lechatchila shouldn't take off Truma if you're a Cherish, right? And but with the Eved, it's okay. Okay, maybe it goes like Rabbi Yehuda, and Rav Amar Gavi Kriyishma Nomi Di Evid in the Chatchila Lo. Maybe, and now we're saying, and the Tanakam is Rabbi Yehuda, since in the end of the Mishnah it's Rabbi Yehuda who argues on Rabbi Yossi, so we take it for granted that in the Tanakama in the ratio of the Mishnah is also Rabbi Yehuda. So the one who said Hakori Yishma V'lo Yishmi Eli Ozno Yotza is Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so now we know what the Tanakama is. The Tanakama is Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that you could be Yotzei Kriya Shema even if you didn't hear it. But maybe that's not Lechatchila. Maybe even Rabbi Yehuda holds, Lechatchila you have to hear what you have to say. But B'di'evid you Yotzei, that's a Lashon. HaKori Yishma V'lo Yishmi Eli Ozno Yotzei. B'di'evid you Yotzei. He never said that Lechatchila you should read it like that. So over here the same thing. Lechatchila, a person who can't make a bracha because he can't hear it, shouldn't make the bracha. But B'di'evid, if he made the bracha is Yotzei too. Therefore, b'di'evet, a cheresh can also take off truma because you're yotzei the bracha. Okay. So maybe it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. And even by kriyishma, he only holds that b'di'evet, you're yotzei, but lachatchila lo, teida, and I'll bring you a proof. Diktani, hakore, d'evet in lachatchila lo. Because the Mishnah seems to be saying, it doesn't say, yikra velo yashmi eli ozno, read kriyishma and you don't have to hear it. It says, hakore, if you read it and you didn't hear it, you're yotzei. She's only talking b'di'evit. L'chatchila, even Rabbi Yehuda holds you have to hear. Everybody holds you have to hear l'chatchila. The shaila is b'di'evit or yotzei or not. Okay. And that's the case, then this Mishnah can be Rabbi Yehuda. And l'chatchila, cheresh shouldn't take off truma, because l'chatchila, you have to hear the bracha. B'di'evit, he could, because b'di'evit, if you didn't hear the bracha, you're also yotzei. So Mora says, Amre, haidiktoni hakore, lahodiacha kocho d'Rabbi Yossi. No. I'll tell you differently. Rabbi Yehuda holds even the Chatchila, you're allowed to read Kriya Shema and not hear it. It says Hakore B'di'evit. That's to tell me the Koach of Rabbi Yossi, that even B'di'evit you're not Yotze. Lo Yotze doesn't mean you weren't Yotze L'Chatchila. Hakore, after the fact, you read Kriya Shema and didn't hear it, Rabbi Yossi says you're not Yotze. Finished. That's to tell me that Rabbi Yossi holds even B'di'evit you're not Yotze. But Rabbi Yehuda holds lechatchila you could be yotzei. So why did it say hakore to tell me Rabbi Yossi, not to tell me Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda holds even lechatchila you're allowed to read it. Koach Rabbi Yossi, Koach Rabbi Yossi, Domer Di Yevin Nami La. Di Rabbi Yehuda, Afila Chatchila, Nami Yotza. Right? Di Rabbi Yehuda, Afila Chatchila, Nami Yotza. And maybe no, maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds even the Chatchila. So therefore, we can't say that the Mishnah by Truma is Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda holds even the Chatchila, you're allowed to say Kriyashma and not hear it. Surely you're allowed to say a Bracha and not hear it. It's only the Rabbana. Right? So it must be that it's Rabbi Yossi. Gemara says, the Mayokim took Rabbi Yossi, right? You said that this Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yossi. Okay, so it comes out that Rabbi Yehuda holds that even the Chatchila, you're allowed to read something, whether it's Brachas or Kriyashma, and not hear it. Rabbi Yossi holds even the Di'evit, you're not Yotze. Okay? And the Mishnah in Truma, which says, a Cheirish l'chatchila shouldn't take off Truma, is because, what's it called, he can't make a bracha. B'di'evit, if he took off the Truma, it's Truma. But he didn't, wasn't Yotze the bracha, even B'di'evit. Now he's Yotze the Truma, but he's not Yotze the bracha, there's no bracha. And if you take off Truma without a bracha, you're Yotze. Right? Ve'elohavitanya. Okay, so now we have just two opinions. One opinion is that you l'chatchila can say a bracha and shema without hearing it. And a second opinion, that's Rabbi Yossi, that even b'di'evit, you can't say a bracha or shema and be Yossi. Okay. I, v'hoda tanya, have a brisa now that doesn't fit either of them. Lo yivorech odem birkas ha-mazon. Lo yivorech odem birkas ha-mazon b'libo. V'im birich yotzo. Right? You shouldn't say birkas ha-mazon b'libo, and b'libo over here means you said it, but you didn't hear it. Okay? But if you did, you're Yotze. So here we have somebody who holds the Chatchila, you have to hear it. The Di'evit, if you didn't, you're Yotze. Who's that? We just said Rabbi Yehuda holds even the Chatchila, you don't have to hear. Rabbi Yossi holds even the Di'evit, you're not Yotze. So who's this Braisa? We don't have any Tana who holds that, what's it called, and to make up new Tanas or whatever, we don't try to make new Machloksin. Right? We try to, if we have somebody who argues on this, it should go like one of them. Mani lo Rabbi Yossi lo Rabbi Yehuda. Di Rabbi Yehuda ho amar l'chatchila nami yotza. Di Rabbi Yossi di evit nami lo. Right, Manavsha. If it's Rabbi Yehuda, he holds l'chatchila, you're allowed to read it without hearing it. And if it's Rabbi Yossi, he holds even b'di evit not. So where do we have somebody who says l'chatchila not, but b'di evit, yes? Elamai Rabbi Yehuda who di evit in l'chatchila lo. Okay, so let's go back on what we said before. And Rabbi Yehuda, we're going to go back and say Hakore is not because of Rabbi Yossi. Hakore is because of Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning, it's the Mishnah said it b'di'evit to tell me that Rabbi Yehuda holds only b'di'evit, or Yotze, if you don't hear it. But even Rabbi Yehuda holds a chatchila, you have to hear it. Right? Okay, it's very nice. And now we have a different machlokas. Now we explain the machlokas differently. Rabbi Yehuda holds the chatchila, you have to hear. B'di'evit, you're Yotze. Rabbi Yossi holds even b'di'evit, you're not Yotze. And then the, what's it called, the Mishnah by Truma, right, could be even Rabbi Yehuda now. And it's talking about the bracha that you yotze b'di'evit. L'chatchila, a cheresh shouldn't take truma, because l'chatchila you have to hear the bracha. B'di'evit, he could, and it's truma, and he's yotze the bracha too, b'di'evit. And the braisa that you can't say, what's it called, birkas ha-mazon, without hearing it, that's Rabbi Yehuda. But b'di'evit, if you did, you yotze. So all of those go according to Rabbi Yehuda. Elohad Tani, Rabbi Yehuda bereid Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. Right, what are we going to do about this braisa? Rabbi Yehuda bereid Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi said, Cheresh ha-medaber ve'eno shomeya, torim l'chatchila. Right, Rabbi Yehuda bereid Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi said, a cheresh who can speak but can't hear, can take off truma l'chatchila. Meaning, even l'chatchila, you're allowed to say a bracha and not hear it. Okay, otherwise he wouldn't be allowed to take off truma if he couldn't be yotze the bracha l'chatchila. So he holds that l'chatchila, you are Yotze even if you don't hear. Now we're stuck again. There is no Tana who holds like that. Right? No Tana from what we know of the Tanoim, right, who argue about this, who hold that l'chatchila, you don't need to hear. Because we just said that Rabbi Yehuda, even Rabbi Yehuda holds only b'di'evit. So between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, nobody holds l'chatchila. Mani lo Rabbi Yehuda v'lo Rabbi Yossi. I Rabbi Yehuda ha'amar di'evit in l'chatchila lo. I Rabbi Yossi ha'amar di'evit nami lo. Ela la'olam Rabbi Yehuda. So, now I have to go back. No, must be that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold that you're only Yotze b'di'evit. Rabbi Yehuda holds even the Chatchila, like we wanted to say before. Nami. Velo kasha. Hadi day, hadi rabbe. Right? It depends who, what's it called, Rabbi Yehuda said two things. Rabbi Yehuda himself held that even l'chatchila, you're yotzei if you don't hear, but his Rebbe held that only b'di'evin. So we have two Rabbi Yehudas. Rabbi Yehuda himself, who holds even l'chatchila, and Rabbi Yehuda in the name of his Rebbe, who held only b'di'evin. So now we have three shitas. We have a shita that holds Rabbi Yehuda even l'chatchila. We have a shita, Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Rabba, which we'll get to in a second, who holds only b'di'evin. And we have Rabbi Yossi, who holds even b'di'evin not. This non, where do we have such a thing? We have a Mishnah that says, Taka, that Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of his Rebbe, said that it's only b'di'evin. This non, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Mishun, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Yehuda said, in the name of Elazar and his Rebbe, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, HaKorei Eshmat, Tzorech Shiyashmi Eli Ozno, Shenemer Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Okay? So Tzorech means you have to, but b'di'evin, it's okay. Right? It doesn't say Lo Yotza, it just says Tzorech. L'chatchila, you have to do it. Omer le Rav Meir, so Rav Meir said to him, Harahu Omer Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Yom Alav Avecha, Achar Kavonis Alev Hein Hein Advorim. Doesn't matter if you hear it or not. The main thing is what's in your heart. So we have now, we just uncovered a Rav Meir. Rav Meir says, Beferish, that even L'chatchilo. Now we have a Machlokas, Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav Elazar ben Azariah, who says that L'chatchilo you have to hear. Tzorech. But B'di'evin, he also holds a Yotze. Rav Meir says, no, why do you even need L'chatchilo? Everything depends on what is in your heart. So you don't really have to hear it at all. As long as you said it, right? It's in your heart, it's good enough. Okay? Hashta, the osis lachi. Now we uncovered a treasure over here. Afilu tamer Rabbi Yehuda karabes thirulei. Now we can say Rabbi Yehuda holds himself and like his, he holds like his Rebbe. That only b'di'evin. Now we're going to go back. The Mishnah that says hakori yishma v'lo yishmili ozno is only b'di'evin. That's Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda is true to what he said in the name of his Rebbe. That l'chatchila you have to be mashmili ozna, okay? And therefore, where it says that, what's it called, that a cherish can't take off truma l'chatchila, that could be even Rabbi Yehuda. B'di'evid, it's good. B'di'evid means you yotze the bracha b'di'evid. And that's also Rabbi Yehuda. And that which it says, what's it called, birchas hamazon, you have to l'chatchila hear it. But b'di'evid you yotze is also Rabbi Yehuda, right? Where do we have somebody who says that what's it called, that a cherish l'chatchila is allowed to take truma, meaning even l'chatchila you don't have to hear, right? That's Rav Meir. We have a beferish, Rav Meir over here. Rav Meir says that even by Kriyashma, you're allowed to say Kriyashma without hearing it l'chatchila. So now we have three shitas. We have Rabbi Yehuda, who is the same Rabbi Yehuda who says in the name of Elazar ben Azariah. That's one shita. That is, b'di'evid, you're yotzei, but l'chatchila you have to hear. We have Rabbi Yossi who says, b'di'evid, you're not yotzei. And we have Rav Meir, who says, even l'chatchila, you can say Kriya Shema and not hear it. Okay. Okay, let's stop here for a second and just see what's here. The Gemara says, Truma is a bracha, and a bracha is only Drabbanan, and the mitzvah doesn't depend on the bracha. Rashi says, we didn't see the Rashi, see Rashi. Tarte Shema Minan, Rashi in the Gemara. Ki darashta nomi Shema b'choloshon shata shomeya. Once you darshan that Shema means any language you can hear, Shema Minan nomi, the Tzorech Hashmiel also, you have to hear it. Lo yitrom lefi she'eno shomeya habracha shumavorech aleva. Right? He can't take off truma l'chatchila because he's missing the bracha. L'chatchila, you have to take off truma with a bracha. And he's not making the bracha because he can't hear it. Man tana lo yotza afilu b'di'evit. Honey, mile bracha to rabbanon. The Omer rabbanon, hamitzus kula mavorach, kol hamitzus kula mavorach aleim over lasiyosim. So the all of the achronim are bothered by this Rashi, right? How does Rashi says the brachas are all the rabbanon? How do you know that? Because Chacham said kol hamitzus kula mavorach aleim over lasiyosim. What does it have to do with kol hamitzus mavorach aleim over lasiyosim? How do you know that? Because of that, it's the rabbanon. Lanias daiti. I don't see what the big kasha is. Rashi just bringing down that the Chachamim said, the Omer Rabbanon, right, kol han mitzvahs kula mevorech aleim over lasiyosim. And that is something the Rabbanon said. They didn't say, they didn't bring a briah from the Torah, they just said, a nemra, that you have to do it. But most of the Achronim learned that there's something more here, that because you're mevorech aleim over lasiyosim, that's a proof that it's the Rabbanon, right? So just one shot that they say is, that the only place you could learn brachos min haTorah would be from Birchas HaMazon. That's the only brachos min haTorah. And if you learned it from a Kal V'chomer from Birchas HaMazon, or some limud from Birchas HaMazon, then you should say the brachos after. Because that's where Birchas HaMazon is, after you eat. So the fact that you make brachos before you do the mitzvah is a raya. We don't learn it from Birchas HaMazon. Therefore, it's only the Rabban. Okay. Umimai de Rabbi Yossi hi. How do you know that that's Rabbi Yossi? Kasol kadaitach. The reason we're saying it's like Rabbi Yossi is because we think that Rabbi Yehuda holds even the Chatchila you can do it. So why can't you be Torah? Why can't a Chayrish be Torah with Chatchila? Yilma Rabbi Yehuda, who creates manami di evid in the Chatchila lo. Hachi garsino, lo gashin afilu. Mishum Rabbi Yossi, lo diach hakocho da filu di evid mami liyotza. Aye, it says hakore, which is mashum with the evid, and if Rabbi Yehuda holds even the Chatchila is okay, right, why did it say Hakore? That's just to tell me Rabbi Yossi. That Rabbi Yossi, even the Dieved, you're not Yotze. The Libo, Shalohi Shmili Ozno. Rashi says, don't make the mistake to think the Libo means you just thought it. It means you said it, but you couldn't hear it. The Yir Rabbi Yossi Dieved Namilo, the Hobir Kasamazan Dioraisahi, the Ochalta Visavata Virachta. Right, and if Rabbi Yossi holds that even the Dieved, you can't be Yotze by Kriyashma, then he would hold the same thing by Birka Samaza. Because the only reason we said by Brachos that Rabbi Yossi would hold that you don't have to hear it with the Evid is because of the Rabbana. But Birchas HaMazon is the Oraisa. So it would follow that if Rabbi Yossi holds by Shema, that what's it called, you're not Yotze by Birchas HaMazon either. Elamai, Rabbi Yehuda. The Kriya Shema, the Evid in the Chatchila lo. Ahadit Truma, Birchas HaMazon, Rabbi Yehuda. And those two Mishnayos, the one by Truma and the one by Birchas HaMazon, are go like Rabbi Yehuda. And the Evid, you're Yotze according to Rabbi Yehuda, but not the Chatchila. El Rabbi Yehuda lechatchila ko'amar. V'hod Rabbi Yehuda bereid Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Rabbi Yehuda hi. And that which Rabbi Yehuda bereid Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi say goes like Rabbi Yehuda. U'di truma Rabbi Yossi hi. And the truma goes like Rabbi Yossi. U'modahu de brachas to Rabbanan divyevid shapir. And even Rabbi Yossi holds that the divyevid, you yotze the bracha, because it's only to Rabbanan. V'hod the Birkas HaMazon, and Birkas HaMazon which is min haTorah, Rabbi Yehuda hi. That goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Mishmei de Rabbei, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The Omer Tzorech Shiashmili Ozno. The Chol Tzorech Lechatchila Mashma HaDivyevit Shaper Dom. It says Tzorech, it means only Lechatchila, Divyevit Yoyotze. Acher Kavonis Halev, Afi Lechatchila, Nomi Eno Tzorech. That's what Rav Meir holds. Hashe the Osis Lahachi, the Ashmat Olon Plugs of the Rav Meir. Now we introduce a new Tana, Rav Meir, we have no problem anymore. We have three Tanoim. One who says Lechatchila, one who says only Bidiyevit, and one says even Bidiyevit Mat. Afi Lutamer of Yehuda. The Omer Bekriyashma, Nomi Yotze Divyevit in Lechatchila, lo. V'hoda birkas hamazon retruma Rabbi Yehuda hi, u'di kokashi loch to Rabbi Yehuda b'reid Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi mani, Rabbi Meir hi, d'machshu l'chatchila. Okay. There's a few things here. That, what we just said, was the name of the Arugas HaBosem, this idea that if you would learn brachos from birkas hamazon, you would make the bracha afterwards. The fact that we make it before is a siman sidur rabbanan. The Tosus HaRosh says that if brachos would be min haTorah, it's only because of the Rabbanan and they're not ma'akiv, right? That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that brachos are what's it called only Rabbanan, and the brachos not ma'akiv. You do a mitzvah without a bracha, it's not ma'akiv the mitzvah. You just miss the bracha. But the mitzvah is a mitzvah. Tos HaRosh says, it's mashmah from the Gemara, that if brachos would be min haTorah, then they're ma'akiv the mitzvah. Then you couldn't be fulfilled the mitzvah without making the bracha. Okay? And Rabbi Kiva Eger also says like that. The Pnei Yeshua and the Shagas Aryeh say that it's only the wrath for the Milsa, even if the brachos were min haTorah, they wouldn't be ma'akid anything. Right? Two separate inyonim. The bracha and the mitzvah are two separate things, and it's not saying a bracha, even if the bracha was min haTorah, would not be ma'akid the mitzvah. And most Mishonim hold that all brachas, except for Birkas HaMazon and maybe Birkas HaTorah or the Rabbanan, the Rash Tzir Liyo says that based on Yerushalmi, that Birchas HaMitzvahs are Min HaTorah. And we already had a Pnei Yeshua who says that Birchas HaNehenin could be considered Min HaTorah. Okay? So it's not so clear that every bracha is only the Rabbanan. There's a Rashi in Parshas Kisavo. Rashi says that when you say Vidui Meiser, one of the things you say is that I didn't forget to make the bracha when I was Mafrish, Trumas, and Meisras. The heart of the bracha is only the Rabbanan. How could the Torah be speaking about making the bracha? Seems that Rashi also holds that that bracha, that birchas hamitzvah, could be min haTorah. Okay, let's go on. Tanan Hossam. Okay, if you thought that we're finished out of this forest, we're not. We're getting deeper in now. Okay, so now, so far we've made everything nice. We have three shitas, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yossi. One holds lechatchila, you're allowed to say Kriya Shema, and what's it called, and Birkas Hamazon, and take off Truma, right, that's Rabbi Meir. Then we have a shita, Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that Truma you can't take off lechatchila if you're a Cheresh. You can't say Birkas Hamazon lechatchila if you don't hear it, and Kriya Shema also not, that's Rabbi Yehuda. And then we have Rabbi Yossi, who holds that in all these things, you're not Yotze, except maybe a bracha, the Rabbanan, even Rabbi Yossi would agree that the Dievet is okay. Okay, that's still open as a possibility, that even Rabbi Yossi, who holds by Kriya Shema and Birkas Hamazon, that you're not Yotze, right, but by bracha also could be the Dievet, you are Yotze. Okay, Tanan Hossa. Hakol Ksheirim, Likrosis HaMegillah, Chutz Mecheirish Shota Vekot. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir Bekot. Okay. Everybody's kosher to read the Megillah, except for a Cheresh, a Shota, and a Kot. And Rabbi Yehuda is Machshir Bekot. Man Tan a Cheresh Dievid Namilo. Right. Who holds that a Cheresh also be Dievid can't read? Amar of Masna, Rabbi Yossi. Yisnana, Kori Yishma, Velo Yishmili, Osno Yotza, Divir Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Lo Yotza. Okay. So, for some reason, the Gemara over here holds that the Cheresh we're talking about is a Cheresh who, what's it called, who can speak, but can't hear, right? Not the regular Cheresh for some, because a regular Cheresh is, like a Shota and a Cotton. So there's no Shaila, it's not because he can't hear, he's not sane.
Well, he's
reading. What?
He's reading the Megillah.
Ah. Wait a minute. Yeah, it's possible. Yeah, it can't mean. It can't. Shame Likrosis on Megillah means to be motzi other people. That's clear. This is talking about being motzi other people. So yeah, everybody has to read. He has to be able to speak. Yeah, okay. Possible. Okay, thank you. Bothering me there. No end. Why? It can't be a regular Cheresh. Okay. Okay. So now the Gemara says, so who is the one who holds that a Cheresh who can speak but can't hear, right? Even Bidiyavid can't be Motzi. How do you know it's Bidiyavid? Because a Shota and a Katan, even Bidiyavid can't be Motzi the Rav Midei Chovasim. And Cheresh is part of that group. Okay? Rashi. Man Tana Cheresh. Dievid Namilo, Diktoni Gabi Shota. How do you know it's Bidiyavid? Because it says it's next to Shota. So it's included together with Katan and Shota, not Motzi. Lo Yotza Dievid. Okay? So Mara says it's Rabbi Yossi. Just like Rabbi Yossi holds that Korea Shema Velo Ishmili Ozno is Lo Yotza, B'dievet, right? Same thing over here by Megillah. So Mara says, so we have one little problem is, we just said before, that it's possible that Rabbi Yossi only holds that by the Oraisas, not the Rabbanans. So now we're saying that even by the Rabbanans, Rabbi Yossi holds that what's it called, that you're not Yotzi B'dievet. So Mara says, no, me my Rabbi Yossi, he, who D'evet Namilo, who said that it's Rabbi Yossi? And even the Dievin not, Dilma Rabbi Yehuda Yulechet Chilahu, Dilo. Right, hold the Dievin Shaper Dami. Okay, we're going to stop here because it gets more complicated. But now the Gemara leaves off with Akasha. Lechora, maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda. And that which it says that a Cheresh shouldn't read the Megillah for other people is only Lechet Chilah. The Dievin is okay. It puts it together with Shota and Cotton. Hakadisle, Gemara's going to say, a Shota the Cotton, even the Dievin, and a Cheresh, even the Dievin, yes. Right? Rashi, lechatchila hu delo, umimai dechutz mecheresh dekaomer dievet hu, Rabbi Yossi, he, the apostle dievet, hu lechatchila hu delo, dievet shaper dami, baha ikal neymer, dafilu Rabbi Yehuda molde, delo shamina, the polig bekriyashma, le dievet. Right, Rabbi Yehuda, like we said, holds that only b'dievet you yotze kriyashma. Maybe he also holds by Megillah, also only b'dievet. And therefore we don't have to set it up only Rekab Yossi, it's lekulei alma. Everybody holds lechatchila at least, Cheresh, who can speak and can't hear, can't be Motzi the rabbit.